This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This concert yesterday in Manhattan, or Manchester, England, rather. And I want to know what you were thinking. What really just popped right into your mind? What are you thinking today when you hear the first victim is 8 years old? What I'm about to say is going to sound a little crass, maybe cold. I don't mean it to be, but I do think we all need a slap to the face, some cold water, as it pertains to these terrorist attacks. First of all, full disclosure, I didn't even go, no, not another one. It's just like, you know, it's like somebody says, you know, it's winter and it's cold out. It's spring and it's raining. You know, the wind's blowing in North Dakota. Tell me something I don't know. It's not a surprise. It's not a shock. It's not a blow you back moment. And it's a 24/7 freak out mode in the media, parsing every detail for a good 24, 36 hours. And then it goes down to about half that. Then you find out who the attacker is, and then it's forgotten. It's completely forgotten. And yesterday on this program, folks, you know we talked about the front page of the newspapers here in North Dakota, specifically citing two examples, one the Fargo Forum and the other the Bismarck Tribune. Bismarck Tribune, some front page story about an art gallery. Nothing against art galleries, but they're a lot less important than terrorist attacks. You know what I'm saying? And the Fargo Forum takes the Pulitzer Prize for stupidity. Three quarters of the front page of the Fargo Forum yesterday was about making bread. Again, so as not to offend anyone in the bread world, I love bread. I can live on it. I don't need to see it in the front page of the paper. I'd read the story in the back page, in the back section, because I like bread. That's not news. An art gallery at the Kokomo Inn and really good people like Brett Smith who make good bread and do it well, they had like this photo essay. Artsy photos of bread. Folks, do you understand? We're like sheep being led to slaughter. When we ingest that garbage and take it for news, it's drip, 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 drip. Now, isn't it coincidental that Donald Trump is overseas on a multi-leg tour with one primary mission? What's he there to do? Here was his message over the weekend. Listen, see if you can detect what he's up to here, what he's trying to do.
It's a choice between two futures, and it is a choice America cannot make for you. A better future is only possible if your nations drive out the terrorists and drive out the extremists. Drive them out. Drive them out of your places of worship. Drive them out of your communities. Drive them out of your holy land. And drive them out of this earth.
Two very important things in that. One, here's what we need to do to take on these monsters. Number one, drive them out, right? Number two, we can't do it alone. We can't do it for you. A lot of this is happening in your backyard. You're cooking them up. and sending them out to the rest of the world. Get in the game. That was before any, you know, terror attack at a concert when he's taking it on. Then, this morning, he comments specifically on what happened in Manchester.
So many young, beautiful, innocent people living and enjoying their lives murdered by evil losers in life. I won't call them monsters because they would like that term. They would think that's a great name. I will call them from now on losers because that's what they are. They're losers. And we'll have more of them. But they're losers. Just remember that. This is what I've spent these last few days talking about during my trip overseas. Our society can have no tolerance for this continuation of bloodshed. We cannot stand a moment longer for the slaughter of innocent people. And in today's attack, it was mostly innocent children. The terrorists and extremists and those who give them aid and comfort must be driven out from our society forever. This wicked ideology must be obliterated, and I mean completely obliterated, and the innocent life must be protected. All innocent lives. Life must be protected.
I love it. Life must be protected. They're losers, and you know what we waste our time on? Oh, is it a travel ban or is it a Muslim ban? Oh, you can't ban refugees if they want to come here. They're in a bad way, and I don't care if somebody at the FBI or CIA says we're not sure if they're vetted properly. Bring them here. And if you don't want to bring them here, guess what you are? A racist. You're a racist. That's what you are. You're racist. We're so caught up in what we call these people, for crying out loud, we're not even awake to the danger. And yes, it was a concert in England today, and that's because, guess what? They have open borders, which other people advocate for. Let them all in! Bring them all in! That's what they want. Open up the borders! Come on! Don't say anything that might offend somebody! And we'll wake up and we'll be Manchester. At the Fargo Dome or Bismarck Event Center or pick your location. Unless we say, hey, news organizations, I'm not paying you a red penny anymore or patronizing any of your advertisers until you wake up and realize bread is not news. Get with it. And it's not all on the consumer. There's plenty of folks that are more interested in, you know, what kind of game show is on TV or dance contest or stupid whatever than they are the threats we face. So I'm tired of these happening and not being surprised, and there's just all around me a bunch of robots. Just trudging left foot, right foot through life. Come on. Engage. Get in the game. And Donald Trump, by the way, one of the reasons to try and take him down for just stupid, ridiculous. I mean, the things they obsess about this guy are unbelievable. Every leak is true. Every defense is spin. You notice that? I mean, they're just nonstop. Every leak they get from some who knows what, the new somebody that's reading from something they think they thought they took from notes and are not exactly sure, that's gospel. But boy, oh boy, they offer a defense or have somebody that was actually in the room say, that's not what happened. He's just saying whatever. I heard George Stephanopoulos do that this weekend. I almost used it as a clip yesterday. I thought, why bother? You're going to change his behavior one iota. So I am of the opinion we're asleep at the switch in a big way. Asleep at the switch. If President Trump is onto something with this trip, this historic trip that he's undertaking, in which he's saying, get in the game. Shoulder to shoulder. Saudi Arabia, no more funding terrorism. You're going to fight it right alongside with us. Same with all you Arab leaders. Let's go right now. So you have my take, and I want yours today on the program at 800-228-0550. Lucky for Minot, Manchester happened because we were going to talk about those senior pranksters throwing water balloons that are now, what, headed for jail for kind of like criminal charges because of a senior prank? Do we have snowflakes at the Minot High School? Can that be? Is snowflakes taking over, Todd? I hope not.
Well, that's why I live 100 miles south, just to be safe. I don't want to melt.
Minot seems tougher than that to me, you know? Like, you know,
well, the air base, yeah, but what about south of the base in the city itself? Then what?
Well, I've just been complaining about the water and the mess and the cleanup. I was scared for a second when they're throwing water balloons. What happened in Manchester, that's terrorism. What happened in Minot, that's a dumb prank.
Hopefully some Minot folks can chime in and let us know what the heck is going on up there.
I wouldn't exactly, condone it. I wouldn't say it's a good idea. I once threw a carton of milk against the wall, and it cost me much embarrassment in the junior high.
Why did you do that?
But why do you do anything stupid when you're in junior high? I had no reasoning for it, just to be cool and show off to the other people that were with me in the bathroom. Got me a lot of troubles.
My point is, I've lived it.
Anyway, Chris in Watford, Jeff on the road, Cody and Bismarck, your first to go. Let's talk about this today on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hot spring spas and pool tables, too, in West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and now Minot in the old Marketplace Dollar location. Every day made better. You've heard me talking to Vince about that very thing, and I know he's right, because I have a hot spring spa. I absolutely love it. So does my wife. Changed our life. We're in that hot tub every night, 15, 20 minutes, get a chance to chat and relax, and it's fantastic. Dave, a happy customer I want you to hear from as well. Dave, how often are you in the hot tub?
I'm in that hot tub every day, a lot of times at about 5 a.m. for 25, 35 minutes, something like that. But when I get out, I feel totally renewed. And it's, for me, it's an everyday deal. It's a must do. And my wife and I both enjoy it. I mean, she's in there just about every day. And I don't know how I'd even be able to function without that thing, honestly.
Tell me how they treat you at Hot Spring Spas. Have you met the owner, Vince?
Yeah, Vince takes care of me. I've known Vince for a little while now, and he's been good to us every time we go into the store. Matter of fact, the store Bismarck, we frequent that for our supplies, and everybody's professional, courteous. They try and help you take care of your water to the best of their abilities. And no, our experience with Hot Springs has been fantastic.
Now that's every day made better with hot spring spas and pool tables too. Stop and see them. 13th Avenue South next to Spitfire West Fargo in front of Sam's Club Bismarck in front of Kmart South Washington Grand Forks and now in Minot too in the old Marketplace Dollar location.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
On What's On Your Mind, 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Todd, when you heard the news about the concert in England, your first thought was blank. Fill it in. What was it?
ISIS.
You said, okay, this was ISIS. Even before we knew it was ISIS, you said, yep. Here we go again.
Yep. Yeah, I know. Right, here we go again, I guess, is probably the very first thought. And the
Manny, how about
second
you?
One is ISIS.
What did you think right away? First thought. Ho-hum. Here we go again. I'm not surprised.
Answering the phone.
Losers.
Yeah, losers. Yeah. No.
I like
no.
Donald Trump. What do you say, losers, 20 times in that? 800. Manny's answering the phone. We better get to the calls. 800-228-0550, brought to you in part today by PetroServe USA. Are you hungry? I had one of those Jack Link's Legend beef jerky sandwiches the other day. I guess it's not a sandwich, it's like a package, but it's so good. $8.99 for that, and you get a ton of protein there. Fantastic. Deli Express Sub-Select Classic Ham and Cheese, traditional Italian. Your choice, $2.79. Ice Mountain Water, 1 liter bottles are 99 cents each, or the 24-pack of Nestle's, only $3.99. PetroServe USA giving away $50,000. You can register weekly. 100% American-made fuels, and PetroServe USA is customer-owned. People just like you. Superb customer service and clean, bright stores. PetroServe USA, best cookies in town. Next time you gas up, need groceries, pop, car wash, PetroServe USA. All right, Chris in Watford City, tell me what's on your mind today.
Well, you asked for first thoughts, and by the way, thank you very much for taking my call. You asked for first thoughts. All I could think of was the comparison between DAPL and the no-go zones in England, where you've got all these groups of people violating the law with Sharia and with violating civil rights within the population. Over here with DAPL, the government turned a blind eye and it got out of control. In England, the government has turned a blind eye to the radical subset of Muslims in England, and it's gotten out of control. And just like in DAPL, there was a group inside DAPL that was trying to harm and maim and kill police. In England, you've got the government, liberal government, capital L liberal government, turning its eyes away and saying, do whatever you want, your group, whatever, and it's lawlessness out of control when it could be controlled with the laws that are already on the books.
Do we, the people you work with, your friends, family, Chris, does this matter to them? Is this something they're concerned about, they're paying attention to, they want to fix?
I'm third generation military, so yeah. We want to fix it. We want to fix it internationally, hardcore. I like President Trump. I don't know how we're going to go about this because there's a lot of innocence mixed in, but I don't know how we're going to go about this, but I want to eliminate radical terrorism, whether it be radical eco-terrorism like we saw in DAPL, or radical Islamic terrorism like we see in Western European capitals and large cities around Europe, from the face of the earth once and for all. I don't know how we're going to do it, but a lot of people are going to get dead that deserve it.
Part of the problem, and coincidentally, this happened in Manchester, New England, what I'm about to tell you about, same place where this attack of the suicide bomber happened, at the concert a year ago, the Greater Manchester Police staged a mock attack featuring a bomber shouting Allah Akbar, and they were forced to apologize for stereotyping. The exercise criticized for using a fake Muslim terrorist was to test the response of emergency services. Literally, the police apologized for the Muslim terrorist mock blast. And 1 year later, it actually happens. This is the height of stupidity that I'm talking about. The energy we waste on what do we call it, what do we say, don't offend anyone, be careful. Political correctness is deadly. It is D-E-A dead. That's what you get from being politically correct. When you run around worried about what you call someone, rather than saying, we're going to focus on the fact that there are people, not all of a religion, but people within a religion who choose to use it to celebrate murdering people. Suicide vests. That happens. It has happened. So have a mock blast with a Muslim terrorist so people recognize this could happen and prepare for it. That's what I'm talking about. Instead, we have them apologize. Can't make it up. Cody and Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Hey, you got me?
Loud and clear.
All right, cool. So what I wanted to talk about was the Bismarck city administrator asked BCI to look into the Bismarck police officers who signed the mayor recall petition. Keith Hunke asked to have BCI interview the 11 Bismarck police officers who signed the recall petition. I don't know how the city mean, what is the purpose of that? Why is this? This is crazy, because I worked with the petition gathering and whatnot, and we're still fighting that. But it looks like, and we got the email. Rob Port posted the email in one of his stories. But when you sign a petition, your name, it's just your name and address. So why is the city singling out law enforcement officers to see if they signed the petition or not? I didn't do that with any of the other city employees, as far as we know.
I don't know, but it's a worthy question. I thought the same thing when I've seen the story. It just seems, a bit odd. I would imagine there's always sensitivity of, you know, somebody that's a city employee getting involved in any city election, so there'd be some boundaries there. But I don't know why a police officer would have to, as said, his or her, you know, right to, and in this case, what you're asking for is, do you want an election or do you not want an election? You're not even saying, you know, I always believe that you err on the side of more people having an opportunity than less. So I don't think there's anything wrong with saying, yeah, let's vote. You know, doesn't even mean how you're voting. So I don't know. It's a good question. Cody, we can add that one to our list and dig into it. We got a few yesterday, too, from folks who wanted us to dig into other stories. We'll do it. Jeff, on the road, what's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. I'm kind of concerned. I'm a huge Trump supporter. I have been from day one. But he lost me a little bit this morning with his comments. Basically a schoolyard thought in regards to this bombing in Manchester. He calls them losers. That's a schoolyard thought. This is the first Trump guy we've had in office in decades. Yet, that's his response to a terrorist act like this. He should have just rerouted his plane, flew straight to Guantanamo, rounded up every one of the prisoners that we have over there in Guantanamo Bay, have them executed, and look directly into the camera and tell the world, this is the way we're coming after terrorists from now on. None of this schoolyard clown thing. You're losers. You're losers. Get tough with them. That's the only way we're going to kill this terrorism.
Yeah, interesting. I guess I just saw it totally different. I mean, I think the previous speaker, I'm not sure who, maybe it was Netanyahu, but somebody previous to his speaking had called them monsters. They were monsters, and so he said, I'm not going to call them monsters. I'm going to call them losers. This is, evil losers. And I personally like evil. I like calling them out as flat out evil. And but I guess I hear what you're saying. It's sort of a schoolyard. It's very Trump-like. It's very Trump-like. They're evil losers. He just is not the kind of guy that's going to spend a lot of time wordsmithing something. He's just going to call them exactly what he thinks they are. But let's judge him on his action. I don't want to get sucked in reverse and talking about what we call things and, you know, how we call them or anything else, because what really matters is, what are we doing about it? Does it matter to us here now where we live? What do we do about it? How do we pay it? How do we talk to people about it? Are you engaged in this issue? Let me know. 258-0550.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Have you seen the Killdeer Mountains? It is one beautiful part of North Dakota. And our friends at Polar Service Center are looking for a shop supervisor to run their Killdeer location. So you get the best of both worlds. Work for a great company, Polar Service Center, and have some great beauty, outdoor recreation, and so much more all around you. Hunting and fishing is just phenomenal. If you have tank or trailer experience, management experience, call Gary Myers, 701-495-3592. Gary is the regional manager for Polar Service Center, the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, and they have these service centers all across North America. If you have experience with tanks or trailers, this job is for you. Polar Service Center, Killdeer, North Dakota. And by the way, they pay up to $32 an hour. They have great medical benefits, including 401k with matching. Incredible deal. 495-3592 to apply today. 701-495-3592. Call Gary at Polar Service Center.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation documentation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
How's $32 an hour sound? That usually gets a few folks to draw a little closer to the radio. Up to $32 an hour is what they pay at Polar Service Center. Locations in Williston, Kildare, and Billings, Montana. They're looking for experienced mechanics right now, technicians, any kind of tank or trailer experience. Or if you're up for being trained for that, Polar Service Center might be just the organization for you, and they are a great organization. Largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. These are service centers for Polar tanks and also other tank trailers. And competitive pay. Up to $32 an hour, superior benefits, incredible, full medical, dental, and prescription insurance, disability and life insurance for the family, paid time off, 401k when the employer match. Call Gary right now, 701-495-3592, 701-495-3592 is the telephone number for Gary. Give him a call. Off-air call. Go ahead and roll that. Actually, before you do that, I did have a little more information from that last caller that asked about why the Bismarck Police Department was asking BCI to interview law enforcement officers. I have the email actually here that did go to the BCI from the city administrator in Bismarck, and it says, per our conversation, we'd like to have you interview 11 Bismarck Police Department employees who signed the recall petition regarding Mayor Mike Seminary. The purpose of the interview is only to determine if the individuals did in fact sign the mayor recall petitions being circulated or if they signed another petition being circulated that referenced Bismarck City Taxes Special Assessments TIF. No other information is being requested. All right, so this is where I think conspiracy theorists, you know, really do themselves harm. So if you're running around saying, oh, BCI is going to be investigating Bismarck Police Department, how dare they sign a petition against Seminary? And then you get the actual email, and it's just saying, okay, number one, we have 11 names. Did you actually sign them, those 11 people? So you make sure it isn't somebody just saying, I'm that person? Or did they sign a different petition and they're being used for this? You know, I think that's perfectly fine. They're trying to get to the integrity. Given the fact so many of these signatures have been tossed out, they're getting to the integrity of the signature gathering process. Nothing wrong with that. So even those folks out there that would like to see a recall of Mayor Mike Seminary, it's America. There's a process for that. And God bless you. Undertake it. Get enough people to agree with you, and there'll be a recall. All right? But don't run around alleging a bunch of stuff that's happening that isn't, because then you have no credibility. And the next time you call, I'm going to ignore you. So just stick to the truth and facts. That shouldn't be too hard. It took me 10 seconds to discern. Tim and Bismarck, you're next on now. What's on your mind? Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. How's it going this morning?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, what I'm calling regards to is There's a gentleman that's an older gentleman yesterday. His name is Leonard Hildenbigger. Somebody broke into his garage, and he's a military vet. He's probably about 80 years old. They sold a bunch of stuff out of his garage in Bismarck at the Colonial Estates. But the most important thing is they stole his dog tags, and we're trying to get some information out there that if anybody can find anything out about it, please let one of the Freedom Riders know. It's one of our club brothers, father-in-law, and we would like to get him his dog tags back at least, if nothing else. So if we can get the word out there, these people that are breaking in, I mean, they're scum of the earth when they start stealing stuff like that, especially. So
I'm going to start a new list of names because I think you just out-trumped Trump there with loser, scum of the earth right there. Trump could use that one, too. We would tie in our two stories today. So do police have any idea who took this stuff?
Not from what I've heard so far. There's been other break-ins down there, but he's heartbroken because he's had these from when he was in the military many years ago, and, well, they're gone now. So if anybody knows of anything or maybe finds them in a pawn shop or something, they're under Leonard Hildenbigger is his name. So.
Yeah, interesting. So that, I mean, that name's on the dog tag, obviously, so you can look for that. Leonard, say his last name again.
Leonard Hildenbigger. And they can contact a Freedom Rider if they have any information, you know, or contact the cops, let them know. If we can get those back, that's the only thing that they're really, really concerned about.
The dog tags only.
Yeah, yeah, because the other stuff, you can replace that. The dog tags you can't replace.
Yeah, no kidding. What neighborhood? Tell me again where this was stolen so folks maybe in that neighborhood can keep an eye out, too.
This was down in the south side of Bismarck in the Colonial Estates. It's to the east of Jack's Steakhouse, and that area is where it was at.
All right. Perfect. Well, again, good call. Thanks for the call. And how do folks get hold of the Freedom Riders?
You know, Todd knows us. They can go to our webpage. My phone number is 220-3994. You can go to our webpage, freedomridersnd.com. My name and Damian Bean, which is our president, his father-in-law, that lost the dog tags. But I mean, it's kind of crazy. This man fought for our freedom, but yet somebody goes into his garage and they have the freedom to go in and do this stuff and steal, and they get barely slapped on the fingers. You know, it's just disheartening that somebody that fought for their freedom ends up losing in the long run. You know.
Absolutely.
He's a good dude, too.
Hopefully they find him, Tim. Thanks for the call. And folks, keep an eye out. And
thanks so much, guys.
See if we can do something, a good deed to match a scumbag deed. Was that his term? Scum of the earth or scumbag? I forget which. But anybody that comes in and robs a vet, I think that fits. I'll roll that off-air call we had during the break, Todd, before we get to others here. Text here as well.
One day last week, at 5 o'clock in the morning, I heard a news broadcast about an event in Minneapolis where they pulled over a carload of Muslims loaded with guns, ammunition, hand grenades, and bomb-making materials. And I haven't heard it since. What happened to that information? That's very important. That's in our backyard.
Well, I hadn't heard about that either. The story is, this was from the 15th, so a few days ago, Minneapolis police uncovered an arsenal of guns and bomb-making devices during a routine arrest last week. According to police, a man walked by a parked car in North Minneapolis about 5 p.m. Thursday and confronted the people inside after they threw food wrappers on the ground. They ignored him until he paused to get the car license number. The men then got out of the car and indicated they had guns, according to the criminal complaint. The man flagged down officers, but the men from inside the car continued to yell at him and resisted the officers' attempts to control the situation. The men were insistent they needed to be near the car because a drone was coming to deliver a package. Because of the suspicious circumstances and fear for the man's safety, the men were placed in the squad with a hand grenade, handgun, assault rifles, and magazines, and a large quantity of ammunition. They also found cell phones, computers, and electronics equipment, including drone parts. Bomb squad personnel called to the scene noted the large amount of ammunition and electronic devices could be used for bomb making. Abdullah Al-Afrai of Minneapolis was charged with a gross misdemeanor for carrying a pistol in public without a permit. Age 27. In December, he was convicted of the same offense. It could not be determined whether the FBI or another federal agency is investigating. Well, I have a lot of questions from this. Number one, there were multiple people in the car. Why is only one arrested? Why is the only charge a gross misdemeanor for carrying a pistol in public when they say themselves there's bomb-making materials in there? Hand grenades, ammunition, assault rifles, magazines, and all of that's illegal. What was on the computer? Large amount of ammunition, electronic devices could be used for bomb making. I don't know. Good catch, though, caller. And that is, as you say, close. Minneapolis. Not far away. A pile of text rolling in here that I have not got to. Let me do that. Scott, my first thought was, when this will happen here, say at a Bison game or a state tournament, sadly, I worry about our local immigrant refugee community. The terrorists aren't monsters. They're losers. Somebody agreeing with Donald Trump's terminology. Another texter, I don't expect you to do this. I'll probably do it when I get a chance. Would be interesting to see what was on the front page of the paper across the nation 8 years ago today, wouldn't it? Yeah, do that for us and let us know. I don't think it was bread. Scott, have some respect for the office, if not the president. President Trump. All right, did I say Trump, Todd?
I
think we expressed enough respect for the office here.
You know what, just to be on the safe side, I'll buzz you in case you did something wrong.
Okay, yeah. But there are going to be occasions when we say Mr. Trump, Trump, whatever, but I mean, we're not doing that to denigrate him. It's just a matter of, once you say
what
President
Trump. What did
we do
during the Obama administration? Never that matter of past administrations. Was it always president, insert last name here, every single time?
Quick little survey. We'll go 10 minutes. I'll set the timer. Would you, our fine listeners, like me to refer to the president only as President Trump? President Trump only. No Donald Trump, Mr. Trump, Trump, the president. Only President Trump. Yes, if that's what you'd like me to refer to him as, President Trump. No, if any of the other titles are okay to be mixed in. Text it in, 701-367-2054. I'll tally him up. Or Todd, 701-226-8503. Another text here. Well, look at CNN. Instead of talking about Trump's great speech, it was them now. Don't get mad at me. It was them. They said Trump. They didn't say President Trump. Blame the texter. Well, look at CNN. Instead of talking about Trump's great speech, they tell you why the Saudis are so mesmerized by his wife. It's fake news. They're brutal. Texter, I'm still no great fan of Trump, but those two speeches were some of his best. Measured, calm, to the point. They really were, folks. If you didn't see him, you know, go to C-SPAN and watch the whole thing. Find a transcript. Read it. I agree. They were good. This trip was obviously well planned, and it is with purpose. It's not just checking a box. We're going to Israel. We're going to Rome. We're going to Saudi Arabia. It's there with a mission, and it is good. And again, it goes to what we talked about last night. I detect this morning on this program that some of you are like, whatever on the terrorist attack. Get back to talking about something that matters. That's just my vibe. I can tell from the traffic, the calls, the emails, the off-air calls. You know, you're just taking it as it happens, not as. When are we going to wake up, everybody, and not be a sheep being led to slaughter, but actually be consumed with taking this on and ending it, cutting the head of the snake off where you need to be? More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Your calls welcome as always.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to another edition of the Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline Project. Today's guest, Morton County Sheriff Kyle Kirkmeyer. Our question, were the Dakota Access Pipeline protests well-planned and orchestrated, or just a grassroots, organic event?
Well, it was definitely planned from the very beginning. I don't think at the very beginning that it was meant to maybe turn into what it turned into. This is just me as I went through this here. As the people started coming and, you know, the word got out and what they wanted to do, it was definitely organized as far as some of the social media stuff. The biggest thing is that it really turned from the pipeline to attacking law enforcement, you know, and the people that were trying to keep this legal. And then the next step was to attack, you know, us and then try to do everything they possibly could do. And that is what really, I guess, for a lack of better terms, you know, sells papers.
Keep listening for more episodes of the Dakota Access Pipeline Radio History. And thanks for listening.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small-town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The University of Mary next hour. Stay tuned for that. Some good things happening there. We'll get an update on that today on the program. Healthcare is just such a, for one, there's a lot of great healthcare being provided in North Dakota, right? I mean, there's some organizations all across the board that are providing better access to healthcare and whatnot. But then the need for healthcare workers, for people in the field is growing as well in the University of Mary. Got another way they're going to be helping with that. So we'll find out about that. What else? Lots more to talk about what happened in Manchester and what we can do about it, how we can gauge on it. More of your comments to get there as well. 701-258-0550. Give us a call to weigh in on that as well. Chris Burke from Point of View will be here. Chris has been on, you know, the story of really getting to the bottom, the root cause of this issue, routing it out and calling it what it is for a long time. So I'm going to be curious to see what he has to say about all this as well. And I have to get to the Minot story, the Minot kids with the water balloons and the senior prank. Todd wanted details on the fact that I, in junior high, did in fact, it was a terrorist act, Todd, is what it was. I threw a carton of milk against the bathroom wall.
It doesn't seem like a Scott thing to do, is my point. But
I was in junior high. Can you cut me a little slack here now? I'm 52 now. I've still got to live that sin to this day.
Yes.
It's still there.
It does not. It's conduct unbecoming.
Yeah, it is.
This isn't you. Why did you do that?
I'll tell you the whole story. We'll compare that to what these kids in Minot did.
Okay.
And then welcome your thoughts on it as well. So. A lot to do coming up on What's on Your Mind. I'm not here tomorrow for a very important reason.
You're not going to Valley Fair again, are you?
I'm not going to Valley Fair. No, this very hour tomorrow, as a matter of fact, there is a mass for the graduating seniors of my daughter's class, all 80-some of them, which is a marvelous event. The bishop comes. It's very nice. A very nice little deal. They have actually events that start, mid-morning and go well into the lunch, and then, of course, the actual graduation. So, full day tomorrow as we get ready to send Hannah off. So, all that to tell you about. Right now, I want to tell you about it's time to talk some ag with our friend Troy Coons from CNC Farms. Troy, how are you?
Hey, not too bad, Scott.
Good to catch up with you again. Troy, of course, a registered certified seed dealer at CNC Farms of Donnybrook. And as we're getting a little later into seeding here, give me an update. Is there still availability on types of seed yet?
There's, say you're looking for like soybean inoculants, that's getting super tight. Some of the yellow flax is real tight. Chickpeas, garbanzo beans pretty much are out. Your traditional wheats, your durums, your barleys, there's seed available yet. Some of the forage things like the forage barleys are starting to get pretty tight. So we're in that transition period here. So if you're looking for those kind of things, it's getting kind of tight. And if you're making decisions, like I've been getting several calls, guys just switching over to some soybeans that hadn't thought about it, really need to be looking for some inoculant. That's getting pretty tight.
All right, so it's crunch time, right? And any other reminders you want to share with folks?
Well, you know, at this time of the year, with the economic stressors and the Mother Nature stressors, trying to get the crop in properly and make all of the finances work, you know, I had a friend that's had some severe health problems yesterday, and it makes you just sit back. He had a heart attack, and makes you sit back, and you really want to think about the important things, you know, what's important, the family. You know, let your mind slow down, work hard, but let your mind slow down, take care so nobody gets hurt. You know, the things we can't change, just do our best. You know, just want people to think about that and take care of their health.
That is a good piece of advice right there, because when you do get into those really crazy busy times, you can run yourself ragged, and then you're not thinking clear either, right? So you're doing yourself a disservice, because all of a sudden, in addition to being physically fatigued, mentally you're going a little south too.
Yep, and, you know, so think about the family and the friends and slow down so nobody gets hurt. And, you know, let the ones that you love, let them know that you love them.
Good idea and good advice from Troy and the team at CNC Farms. And reminder, it is late, but there's still some availability. And that's when Troy and the team at CNC are good to just help you out on a pinch. And crunch time, whatever you're thinking, give them a call. 701-482-7865 is their telephone number. They're registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. And top quality, wide variety of seed. They got them at CNC Farms. Thank you, Troy.
Thank you, Scott. Good luck to everybody out there. Take care.
Yeah, take care is right. We know it's a busy time. We know a lot of you are listening while you're out and about, and that's good advice. Good advice from the ag world and from the ag world. today on What's On Your Mind. If you have any other advice, you want to piggyback on what Troy's saying there to say, look, I know it's busy, you know you got to do a lot, but just de-stress, think of the family, share it with us. Texting a note at 701-226-8503, 701-367-2054. President Trump, I prefer President Trump out of respect for the office. Okay. The president, says another. Gotcha, folks. I'm on it. Hour two, What's On Your Mind, coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Are you appreciated where you work? Do folks there tell you how much they appreciate what you do? Let me tell you a story about the folks at Polar Service Center. You are compensated well. There is a great benefit package. But most importantly, they appreciate their team members at Polar Service Center. And there's a great opportunity waiting for you right now at the Polar Service Center in Williston. They're looking for experienced mechanics. If you're a technician ready to go to work, you can make up to $32 an hour right now. Great pay. Superior benefits, too, including medical, dental, prescription, insurance, disability, and life insurance. A great paid time off program, 401k with employer match, flexible spending account, and much more. Call Gary right now, 701-495-3592, to apply for this job at Polar Service Center. Locations in Williston, Kildare, Billings, Montana. 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592. That's 495-3592.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.